In 2017, Broome-based Magabala Books, self-described as one of the most remote publishing houses in the world, launched a new $10,000 award for Indigenous illustrators, giving the winner the chance to work with a leading Indigenous author on a picture book. The inaugural Kestin Indigenous Illustrator Award was taken out by Yolngu artist Johnny Wakaja Malibir, who worked with Palikku author Sally Morgan, author of My Place, to produce the exquisite book Little Bird. And this year, Bundjalung artist Charmaine Leddon-Lewis will work with Bunurong writer Bruce Pascoe, the author of Dark Emu. So Charmaine and Johnny with me in the studio, along with Trevor Van Weeren, the manager of Gupi Wayak Culture and Art Centre, where Johnny is chair. Thanks for coming in. And firstly, Charmaine, congratulations on winning the 2019 award. What made you want to illustrate a children's book?
Art has always been really strong in my family, and I suppose was a natural progression, and the opportunity that the award provides was too good a chance to pass up. So it was really exciting. The book that I'll be working on is aimed at 3 to 8 year olds, from what I understand. And given that that age bracket is very visual, that's what is exciting about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And with people of that age, what are the things that generally attract a younger eye?
For me, I have two small children. I have two little boys, and colour and facial gestures and whatnot are what are engaging.
Yes.
So I'll be trying to focus a lot on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we've talked a bit on this program about the importance of supporting Indigenous artists to tell their own stories. So how important do you, I mean, particularly as a mother, how important do you feel that it is for children to have access to these stories and this artwork? What difference will it make?
I think it's about representation and giving people from our background a voice and sharing that with my children, with their friends, with the wider community. I think that's such a very important thing moving forward for people in Australia and the world.
Johnny, do you have children?
No.
Ah, okay. Do you have children, though, that you know within your community?
Yeah. My brother's two daughters, we're looking after them.
Yeah. Have you shown the book to them?
Yeah, I've shown them.
What did they think about it?
Yeah, they like it, the book. It's good for them. No, from if they can read and sleep.
That's good. Trevor, in your community, that you live in the same community as Johnny, how good is the access to books?
There is a community library that is a bit on and off, but the school, there's a school that goes through from year one through to year 12. Obviously, the classrooms have books and the library has books. Last week, Johnny and some of the other Art Centre artists visited the school, and Johnny read the book and we did an art activity. And on our second visit, we got such a huge rousing welcome. It was fantastic. The kids really were proud to see Johnny and the book and feel that they were part of it, because Johnny's related to everyone in the community. Everyone's very proud of what's happened. Yeah.
Charmaine, when you were growing up, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Sydney, and then we relocated to the Blue Mountains.
And how did you stay in contact with culture?
Through my mother.
Yes.
Through my mother and my grandmother and stories. We our family line is stolen generation, hidden generation. So it's a vast effort to try and reconnect. And I do that with my boys as well.
Mm. I know it's an incredibly difficult question. And certainly, you know, coming from me as a white man, I don't want to pry. But in the same time, how do you do that? You know, there's been so much destruction of your culture. So how do you get past that? How do you literally rebuild stuff that has possibly been lost because hasn't been passed down through generations?
I don't know. I don't think that's a difficult question. I think that's a really important question. It's like grasping at ashes that are blowing in the wind and trying to put them back together into something that was once living. It's really tricky, but we make do with what we've got, and we try to reach out to the community.
Yeah. And I guess it makes books like this even more important.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Johnny, do you have a lot to do with the children in your community passing on culture?
Yeah, I dance on my song line, my mother's song line and my grandmother's song line. I always teach them and learn. And I teach my all my brothers, and they grow up, and I seen them, they all know. But sometimes when they go dance on the song line, when we have a like, sorry business, funeral dancing, they almost come and get me to teach them more.
Johnny, thank you so much for coming in. It's been a great pleasure to meet you. Thank you very much. And Charmaine as well. Charmaine Leddon-Lewis, a Bundjalung artist based in Blackheath and winner of the 2019 Kestin Indigenous Illustrator Award. And Charmaine will be working on a children's book with Bruce Pascoe. And Johnny Wakacha Malibir is a Yolngu artist from East Arnhem Land and winner of the inaugural award in 2017. He illustrated Little Bird by Sally Morgan. And we also had here in the studio Trevor Van Weeren, who is the manager of the Guppy Wiak Culture and Arts Centre. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.